I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom released a report detailing severe religious freedom violations in Azerbaijan. Yet Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association says there are open gospel doors. In one village, Mock says there was a mother whose child was crying for 2 days with no food. Then a local pastor showed up with food, diapers, and formula. As Azerbaijani Christians represent Jesus, people are willing to listen. Pray for Azerbaijanis to hope in the gospel. And working for the Lord in a place like Iran isn't easy. Saying the wrong thing to the right person could get you killed. Yet Iranians are desperate for truth. 2 years ago, Transform Iran launched a free mobile app to help meet the need. Today, the app has been downloaded thousands of times and is used frequently across devices. Pray House churches will start in ethnic minority communities as people access scripture in their heart languages. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, I'm Ruth Kramer.